Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23, the birth of Jesus Christ. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order to make come true what the Lord had said through the prophet. A virgin will become pregnant and will have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Peter. Thank you. As I thought about what I was going to say today, let me turn my flicker on. I thought, well, Christmas Day, it's all about the shoes, isn't it? You're looking at me going, you've been on the Lemsip again. I love shoes. Any other ladies here love shoes? You see, I'm not alone. I love a handbag. Don't think I'll be getting any of those this Christmas. I have my Gary Barlow calendar. I have all that I need. So I was reflecting on shoes this week and how they might help me get to the soul of the Christmas story. Lost it this year. Has anyone got special shoes on today? Anyone got special party shoes on today? Have you? Have you got new shoes on today? Let's come and see what your new shoes are. Are they? Let's have a look. Oh, they're lovely. They're orange. Yeah. Who are they by? Are they New Balance? No?
No, they're Adidas.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, football shoes. Very exciting. Anyone else got new shoes on? We've got some very sparkly party shoes over here. I wish they fit my feet because they're fabulous. Fabulous. We all wear different footwear for different tasks. It would be no good wearing your party shoes to go caving in. It would be rubbish wearing flip-flops for skiing. You wouldn't pack your wellies for sunbathing on a tropical island. Slippers are not the best shoes to wear for mountain climbing, I'm told. I am well known in my family for wearing the wrong shoes at any given occasion. They're both nodding. It has been known for me to wear stilettos on a country walk. I'm actually not joking. Yeah, anyway. So shoes can tell us a lot about a person. What they're doing or what they're planning to do. Stick with me, there is a point to this morning. These are the shoes I imagine were involved in the nativity. We have this shoe. Can anybody tell me what this sort of shoe is? A horseshoe or a donkey shoe. It doesn't quite mention a donkey in the Bible. We don't know if Mary came to Bethlehem on a donkey, but we don't know that she didn't. Bigging up the donkeys today. It was a long way to Bethlehem, so she may have ridden on a horse or a donkey or got a cab. You never know. So our first shoe is a horseshoe to remind us of the animals around the stable. Our next shoe. Well, I'm not quite sure what angels wore, but these were the only shoes I have that have got sparkly bits on them. Don't want to see them up close and personal. Angel shoes. Angels were there for the celebration, and we wear party shoes for celebration. They're fab, aren't they, Karen? Karen likes my shoes. So the next pair of shoes I have are flip-flops. Who do you think might have worn flip-flops? You're thinking, it's like, they're all going, where are you going with this, Louise? We can't think of who might have worn flip-flops in the Christmas story. Who do you reckon, Josh? Joseph, you might have done. I thought Mary, because flip-flops are really cheap. I'm not saying Mary was really cheap, but I'm saying she came from a poor family. And her feet were swollen. She was pregnant. You never know, she might have worn flip-flops. Fair enough, you see where I'm going. Tenuous link yet again. Okay. For Joseph, I've just brought a pair of worn out shoes that I found in the garage. Most of these are random pool pairs from around the house. Sorry, darling. Who do you think might want slippers? The innkeeper, you see where I'm going here. Comfortable shoes at home. Tactile slippers. Comfy slippers. Wellies. Oh, I'm getting behind in my PowerPoint. There we go. Wellies. Who might have worn some wellies? The shepherds. You're getting there now. Wellies, they were out in the fields looking after their sheep. The next one. Now, these are muddy walking boots. Hey, the wise men, they walked or came a long way. These have got mud on them. I also found these in the garage. He's got no shoes left, literally. I brought them all. And our last pair, this is a smart pair that never looked like they've actually been worn. Smart pair of office shoes. King Herod, oh yes, he's a bit of left of center. King Herod, rather smart. And that's all the shoes we have. Well, we're missing a key character out. And he doesn't have a pair of shoes because he came barefoot. And that's the point of our Christmas, is that he came barefoot, which tells us a lot about him, about who he was, and about what he came to do, that he was intimate and vulnerable and at home with us. Bare feet show that intimacy, that there are no barriers between Jesus and us, nothing between Jesus and the world. The Almighty God grew as a baby inside of Mary. And that's about as intimate, as one with humanity that we get. Not a God who is remote and far away, but a God who is Emmanuel with us. Bare feet show that he was vulnerable, ready to take risks, ready to step out for us. Today we celebrate those bare feet that Jesus came to earth for us. We celebrate his purpose to get close to humanity, to be at home with us, to be Emmanuel, God with us. Bare feet for us. Yesterday in our service, I met the smallest 3-day-old baby. She was lovely, baby Sophia. Her feet were smaller than that. Is she here today? She's here today. She's sitting at the back. Go say hello to baby Sophia at the end of the service. Babies remind us that they are vulnerable, they are small, they are innocent. And Jesus came as a vulnerable, small, innocent baby into a world that was anything but. his tiny toes, his big heart inviting us to take him in. And that's the challenge for us this morning. Whether we come to church every Sunday, whether we class ourselves as Christians, is what do we do with this life-changing message? What do we do with this God who came to be Emmanuel, God with us? Does he stay here in church as you go on to enjoy your Christmas, or do you take him with you? Do you allow him to change your life? Because that's the point, that this child came to change the world, your world and my world. And those tiny baby feet did not stay tiny baby feet, stable and manger bound. They grew up and were nailed to a cross for me and for you and for all of us, for the forgiveness of our sins. So what do you do with that today? That Emmanuel, God is with you. That God took the biggest risk the world had ever known for you, because that's how much you are loved. And God invites you to love him back. Today, we remember that Emmanuel, God is with us. With an infinite choice of shoes he could have worn, he chose to be barefoot for us. Thanks be to God.